never meaning no harm.
This is the Don Cinnamon Show.
Hey, it's all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
And I'm turning off my mic.
You know how mad Don just got? He's honestly angry at you for doing that. He threw his headphones off in a fit of rage.
This is Lil White.
And he just kicked a beer bottle across the room. He's honestly just... Oh, that was amazing. I wish if we had a live in-studio camera, that would have been the most incredible thing anyone's ever seen. It was an immediate switch to pure anger, and it was incredible.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Radio for Winners, Jeremy, Tony, and Don, we are back.
Again. Don may not be. Don may have just
Don's
left.
Don's really angry. Is that song off?
Yeah, it's finished. You can put your headphones back on.
I gotta go clean up that glass. The hell was that?
That was hilarious.
Artist Lil White singing Good Old Boys.
Wow. That's going to be a hit.
Hey, well, you know.
Going to be a hit.
There are songs that Tony plays on here that I don't realize are actually popular songs until I get in the car with the kids, and then you're listening to like Serious Hits 1, and then you realize that they're actually popular songs.
Like Summertime Sadness. I never heard that song. Now it's everywhere.
It's everywhere, and it's winter.
Actually, I was listening to like, the top, whatever the current top 40 song is, and number one this week is a song I was going to close out with, but I'll play it now since it's such a classic.
Serious Hits 1!
You're the worst, Tony. This is not...
Daddy Finger, where are you? Here I am.
Turning my mic off again.
Mommy Finger, Mommy Finger, where are you?
Now imagine this played probably 50 times in a row. Imagine that this song went on for 50 times in a row. That's my house right now.
What is that song?
Elliot found that song on the iPad because he plays around with the iPad and just goes around YouTube.
This is why kids don't use technology.
And
I've warned you about this.
And he found that song, and he plays it on repeat over and over again.
Where are you?
Here I am. Here I am. How do you do?
Fuck you.
Well, in all fairness to Elliot, I think Modé would do the same thing.
He did. Actually, I told Modé about this song, and he sang along with it.
Actually, Elliot opened an email from Modé, and the song was attached.
I have two Cokes here.
Why?
I don't know. Are one of these really old?
Oh
no.
We don't throw things away here. Why is
no,
that?
No, there's 400 bottles and cans.
I did bring the trash can back.
Fudge.
Just go get a new one.
Aw, shuckins. This may be an old Coke.
We should take a picture so we can put on Facebook.
I thought I did. Did I tweet one out?
You did. You did. But no one follows your Twitter.
I don't even follow it.
How'd that experiment go? Like a month ago, you
asked people
to sign up.
Nobody.
I think you sent out a tweet the other week that was like, I have no idea what this tweet even means.
I'm struggling to find things to tweet about.
But don't tweet. That's how it works. Don't try real hard to tweet. Yeah, guys, I love tacos. Damn it.
Pour that Coke into that cup to see if it fizzes, and that'll tell
this
you.
This cup is full of bottle caps.
Oh, well, just... But if it fizzes, you know that's the new one.
We are slobs.
I think that cup is at least months old.
It
I'm
is.
I'm pretty sure that's like something you'd have for breakfast.
It is.
And then recording at night for a
very
long time.
It's a McCafe. A McCafe.
I got a Dunkin' Donuts cup here.
They've closed for years.
I went to a Dunkin' Donuts the other day, and...
How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel as comfortable as walking into a Starbucks?
It's pretty... Well, I know. It's
no.
It's not, right? Because it's, you know. Anyway, I get in there, and I'm wearing like a Boston sweatshirt, and the guy like assumes I'm from Boston because I'm wearing a Boston sweatshirt, and it was a very awkward conversation because then I had to pretend that like because he's like, hey, what does Boston think of Dunkin'? And I'm like, I don't know. And
what? No one actually asked.
Nobody said that.
He did that, yeah. And I was like, I just want donuts, dude.
No one's ever. You can't tell me that honestly happened.
That happened.
He asked you what Boston thinks of Dunkin'.
Yes.
The guy that works there.
Yes. Yep.
And you said, try the hopper from Dish.
I said,
did you play the knockout game? Did you play the knockout game?
This
with that
went
guy?
Fully out of control.
Wow.
No, I just, you know, I said I just had to order some donuts.
The end.
It was very awkward. And, you know, so. He wants to have a conversation about
see,
Boston.
See, why didn't you? Why didn't you?
There's no way this really happened.
And then the worst part is I lied. I'm like, well, you know, my wife's family's from Boston. They're not from Boston. But I was like, at this point, I felt like I had to say, because it was.
See, why
just
didn't
say
you?
I got the T-shirt for free, or got the sweatshirt for free.
Why didn't you turn that into like a comedy bit? Oh, yeah, Boston thinks Duncan is hot. What does Duncan think of this guy?
Because in real
guy?
Life, Tony likes to stare at the ground and I talk to people.
That sounds like another familiar.
In real life, I go like, hey, can I just get some donuts so I can leave. That's what I'd like to do.
Some donuts.
Well, you should have said, you know, I'm here because I like the Boston cream pie donut.
Hey!
And then it would have made sense.
I thought about doing that. Like, well, actually, do you know that the Boston cream donut, originally in Boston, at the time, the cream was actually warm because of the weather, and Boston is usually quite cold.
But then
cold.
Out loud, you said, I don't know.
I just want some donuts. My family's from Boston. My family's from Boston.
This is the best.
Get some donuts.
Is the Baskin Robbins side open?
And
yet?
Then they're trying to sell me on the on yeah, the.
Sir,
dozen.
It's 6 a.m.
And he's trying to sell me on getting 12, but I'm, you know, I only want a 6.
31.
I hate
flavor.
When people try to upsell on the donut and anything. I don't like when people try to upsell.
Upsell you on donuts?
Well, I went to 7-Eleven. Got
on,
these.
You're on fire today.
Went to 7-Eleven. Got some cherry sours. I like the cherry sours candy.
They're like a 90-year-old woman.
They're like a dollar.
They were out of Werther's.
I put the cherry sours in my purse. They're $1.30.
I got some ribbon candy in my ashtray.
However, they're always trying to sell you 2-for-1 kind of deal. And I'm like, I don't want 2 bags because they're like 800 calories. I just want 1 bag of cherry sours. If I would have wanted 2, I would have brought 2
no
up to the
counter.
No one
has bought cherry sours since the 40s.
I'm a big Red Hots and, and cherry sours fan. I can't help it. And
I don't Fireball. Even know if they sell cherry sours. I think it's time for a fact check.
Hey, honey, look over here. Is that cherry sours?
There's Listen, dust all over them. Nobody buys these.
Those are the greatest candy. They're underappreciated, undervalued.
What are your top five? Let's do power
on,
ranking top
on.
Five candies.
Can you see Tony when he's older sitting in front of a fireplace with his grandkids on his lap? And he's like, back in my day, I used to eat the cherry sours.
So you assume two things. You assume he has kids to have grandkids, and you assume he'll be old.
Oh, he will. He will.
And that I'll be friendly.
He'll never, towards my he will never die. No. He will outlive everybody.
So top five, power ranking candy. Go.
Top five. Right now, if I were to look at the overall all-time favorites.
Are we counting chocolate?
Yes.
Okay.
Tootsie Rolls, number one.
Horrible candy.
Oh, regular Tootsie Rolls are good.
No.
Color Tootsie Rolls are awful.
But it has to be the short Tootsie Roll, not the long Tootsie Roll.
That's what she said, huh?
No one's ever said that.
No.
I got cherry sours in there.
Number 4?
Sours.
No, number 2. He's on top to bottom because he's a fool.
I like
Tootsie Rolls are number 1?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. I like
That's what
hot,
he picked.
I like hot tamales.
What's wrong with you?
And red
I like hot. The Necco wafers and cowtails.
Do I count Bubblicious gum as candy? Because
no. If you specifically like that one gum, you can count it.
I would put that in there somewhere. You know, Jeez. I'm not a big candy bar fan.
Apparently not. Apparently, like the shittiest candy.
If I were to go with any kind of candy
I like
bar,
wax bottles.
I would
the caps that come on the paper.
I would do a basic Hershey bar as my favorite.
Rock candy.
I'm not a Snickers guy.
Don't like Snickers.
You give me a Milky Way, I'm punching you in the face. And don't even think about Musketeers. Those are for.
God, can you imagine Halloween at his house?
No, he's the guy that gives you pennies.
You might as well just give pennies.
No. I buy an assortment of candy because I believe in giving out a lot of candy.
I believe children are
If
our
I
future.
Were to do that, right? Right now, I usually turn all my lights out, and I don't answer the door. But however, once
I'm saving these cowtails for
eventually,
myself.
Eventually, I will buy a lot of candy and give it out. I'm just not haven't been in the mood for the last 10 years, and won't be for the next 5.
You know,
or
they
six.
Don't actually sell cherry sours in any sort of like small gift pack because no one's ever wanted them.
Not true. They
what is the gray candy? It's like it looks gray. It's like a sugared baby or a sugar daddy, but it's like a gray. It's like my grandfather's favorite. It's like World War II kind of candy.
I think. That is some sort of clay.
No.
Perhaps it was Daddy Finger.
Daddy Finger, where are you?
It really never ends.
Where
never
is
ends.
Daddy Finger in your house?
Yeah.
What about Butterfinger?
downstairs.
Love Butterfingers. I used to like them, not as much.
Butterfingers, you know, are great.
My parents, for a very long time, only bought Scores bars.
Score bars are amazing.
And now I can't stand them. I can't have a Scores bar. I think it's because I don't like my parents. But
we know that.
When I eat a Scores bar, I just scream, fuck you, old man!
Why didn't you love me?
Did you have a? When you were a kid, did you use the Big League Chew to kind of like?
Did I? And it was tobacco.
Yeah,
of course you did.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go to the dollar store around my house, and they sell Big League Chew.
They still sell it,
and it's kind of gross.
It's shredded, horrible bubble gum that comes in baseball cards.
It's not good, but I'll buy it every time I go in there.
Oh, what about like? Do you have any? Remember, baseball cards used to come with the gum.
Yeah.
So if you buy any sealed packs of like,
they still gum
garbage
in there.
Pail Kids and stuff. Yeah, they have the gum in there. If you eat one. It tastes exactly the same.
Yeah.
And it's 25, 30, 40 years old.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Yeah. And you might get cancer.
You could. You could get cancer, but you know what? So everything will.
It's fine.
This Coke I'm drinking would give you
cancer. The question is that the perverts that like reseal the baseball cards, like they'll reseal them and then sell them as sealed cases.
I don't think those are perverts. I think those are people stealing the good cards.
Yes, but then they put another piece of gum in there and reseal them with gum in it.
Why are they perverts?
Because they're
what
just
are they putting out. What else are they putting just, in that package?
Dude, who owns a baseball card store?
I put cards of my penis.
Well,
and a stick of gum.
Baseball cards aren't worth much anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, they're just.
I need
perverts.
To get rid of some baseball cards.
I got a ton of them.
Did I tell you? Did I mention on the show when I was selling all my games and stuff, like video games, and I had to get rid of my baseball cards.
Yeah.
And I had like a 3,200 count box of baseball cards, but they were from the years no one gives a shit about baseball cards. So 87 to 90. And I took them to the store and I was like, look, I'll give you these cards if you'll just, I don't want to throw them out. Can you take them? And the guy looks at me and he looks at the cards. He goes, what year are these from? And I told him the years. And he just goes, no. In fact, I'll take them, but you have to pay me to take them.
Wow. Oh my God.
So I was like, no, I'll just take them home then. And then luckily for me.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
At that point where you're like, hey, you know what? I
he was joking. I don't think he really expected me to pay him money to take the
did
cards.
You, that, well, at any point, though, did you want to say, listen, I could easily punch you in the face right now.
I learned a new game on Radio for Winners.
Hey, what are your baseball cards thinking, Duncan?
And we
well,
did talk
I,
about
there was
that
a retarded guy hanging out at the store, and I gave him to him. But not for any money. I didn't take his money because I'm a nice guy.
And now that
and
guy,
he wanted
that
to give me a
now,
hug.
That guy's now a millionaire.
Yeah, I doubt it. I really doubt it. What a bunch of...
The Lino DeShields baseball card.
I have a Larry Bird card that I bought for $5 in 1991.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure it's worth at least right now.
$6.50.
$6.50.
Yes, sir.
The problem is I don't trust taking them to a card store and have them try to sell it, get me to sell it for, $5 again.
Nope. Don't
that's
do
my,
that.
That's my concern.
I just gave them away. I didn't want to get them out of my house. No one's going to buy those. But I didn't get rid of my Magic cards.
I was
going
to say, it's funny what you decided to get rid of just to get it out of your house. And it's even
no, I did all that after I moved. I made you guys move it first.
Yeah, I know. We were there. We were there. We helped you move.
Old topics.
Yeah.
Sore subject.
That was awesome, having to wait for a guy to survey the truck before we could start packing it. And then I had to actually take over because the guy refused to
Okay,
load
now
the
that
truck.
Now let's just stop talking about it.
Yeah,
stop it.
I'm just saying. Next
it
time,
was a year ago.
If you're gonna pick out your packing team,
I may leave him out of it.
Don't have him join the team anymore.
That sounds to me like when Tony's ready to move into his first house, that he doesn't need help moving.
No.
Oh no, I need help. I'm just not gonna have the guy with the van.
But he had a van, and it was a good van.
I'll give
it
him
was
that.
A solid
the guy
van.
He's a very nice guy.
He brought packing
he
materials.
He was helpful.
He hung out afterwards.
However, he doesn't understand.
He just should not. He should not manage the moving.
It's true.
Should not manage the moving.
It's true. You know who else shouldn't manage moving? You.
That's true.
Just saying.
I got nothing else left now. I'm done. I'm
we have
frustrated.
A whole, we have a
I'm
whole,
angry.
We have a whole page of
Do
stuff.
Do you have my song queued up? Because I have another segment I want to introduce.
Lady Finger.
Not that song.
I do not.
Well, let me
you
play that one.
Not.
Play that
but,
one again. That's fine.
I do have a question for you about, you were going to say, because apparently you're very angry about this song. You're very upset about this one.
Well, I just don't like it.
Here I am.
I hate this song.
And but then you were saying how you think you got songs like this and TV shows and books and children's music in general now you find terrible.
Yes.
But you're asking were they terrible when we were kids?
Yes.
And I think they were.
But were they? I mean, first off, we wouldn't have TV shows like that.
C is for Cookie.
That's a good song.
That's good enough for me.
And that's a dead-on impression.
Oh, cookie, start with C.
Yeah, but those are still on TV.
Yeah.
And those aren't that bad.
Those are classics.
It's not Mommy Finger.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like the Teletubbies. Like, what was the point of the Teletubbies? There was no point.
Oh, it
was
just that too, even though it's no longer around. He found it on YouTube. Loves it.
No, we don't watch that.
What was stuff that came out when we were little? I don't even remember.
Wait, like, Scooby Doo.
That's because we were watching Mork and Mindy and What's Happening.
Nano.
I think we discussed it.
Yeah. No, with Scooby Doo, we had all the old cartoons that were prime time cartoons, like the Jetsons and the Flintstones.
As a kid that little, no, I would say I wasn't watching those things. I was watching Sesame Street and...
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Electric Rogers. Company. Oh, yeah, Electric Company.
We had, what's Pictionary? Picture Pages. Those Picture Pages.
Yeah. Okay, well, then those things were all on. I guess they are all the same. But...
Today's special.
We had a Romper Room, right?
Yeah, Romper Room.
Stomper Boom.
Which I don't know. I wasn't, couldn't get into it.
Hey, what could you
I would
you
rather
into?
Watch, I liked Flintstones.
G.I. Joe?
And Tom and Jerry, and that was about it. G.I. And that was
when
was
we were older.
Young.
Those were awesome, but.
I felt like those were on when I was very little.
Yeah.
Well, you also had an older brother, though. You had an older sibling. So. Ooh.
What is this?
This is the intro to our new segment. Don's super fashion segment of the show. You have many clothing related questions. We want to discuss them in Don's super fashion segment.
I got my own music.
You do.
That's nice. Do we want to listen to the music? Or?
No, let's just turn it. Let's fade that out in Tony's magical way. All the way down immediately. With no.
Look at him moving his hand.
Look at that. He's touching the wrong knob.
Look at that fade, huh?
That is smooth.
That is
you know, we asked you to send out topics, and you often send out a lot of topics that we can't imagine how they're going to make a show, but I combined a bunch of them into some segments for today.
Right.
And the first one is your super fashion segment.
Okay, right. All right, so which one do you want to talk about first?
Well, they were listed on your page.
Yeah, I realize. I just want to know which one you want to start with. So you want to talk about, okay, so when is it appropriate to wear a concert t-shirt? Is it ever appropriate to wear a concert t-shirt?
I would say for not work.
Okay.
Not work, not church.
Do you wear a concert t-shirt from a previous concert that you've been to a newer concert that you're going to?
Not with the same artist.
Okay.
So different artist is acceptable. Same artist, no.
So if you're seeing AC/DC, you could wear like a Metallica t-shirt.
That's correct.
Okay. But you can't wear an AC/DC t-shirt to an AC/DC concert.
Unless it's so old. Like if you went to a Bon Scott DC AC/DC show, you could wear that t-shirt today.
Okay.
Because you also were old enough that you wouldn't give a fuck that it's not cool.
But it's okay to wear a concert t-shirt still?
Yeah, I'd wear it. I mean, well, if you have a concert t-shirt from 1978, I'm impressed that it's still wearable.
Yeah, no. I have one from probably like 1994, 93, 94-ish.
Is it a Four Non Blondes t-shirt?
It is. Sponsored by Birkenstocks. Wait,
they were touring with L7. It was quite a good show.
Outside.
You can still wear it, but you can't wear it. You couldn't wear it to anything formal, obviously.
Now,
funerals,
okay?
I wouldn't wear it to funerals.
In the same vein, is it okay to wear an obstacle racing shirt
everywhere?
All every the time. Every day.
No matter where you are.
That's where I was going with this.
That's right.
Now, you know, actually, a lot of these races I go to, I find people wearing other race t-shirts, and I think that's wrong. I think it's disrespectful.
Now, do you wear the same race that you're in, but a former version of the same race?
No, I won't do that. I don't wear any kind of racing
shirts. What did you wear
to run
the Beast a couple weeks ago?
I just wore, like, a regular, like, Under Armour kind of stuff, but no logos. Like, I'm not going to wear a Warrior Dash shirt to a Tough Mudder.
Right, but what if you wore, Tough Mudder 2012 completion t-shirt to a 2014 Tough Mudder?
I won't do that either.
See, I would do that. I would do that. That's fine with me.
No, I don't like when people wear the headbands to other races.
I'm not going to wear the headband because that says you completed it.
Yeah, but I don't just
not
so
a fan.
You
I wear all my medals when I run these things.
So you can't wear a Beast t-shirt to a Tough Mudder event.
I wouldn't do it.
But you couldn't wear a Tough Mudder t-shirt to a Tough Mudder event.
In my eyes, no, I wouldn't do it.
So you also wouldn't wear a concert t-shirt to a concert.
I would not wear a concert t-shirt.
I'm also still in the same mindset that you can't wear, if like your sweatshirt is like an Adidas sweatshirt, you can't wear Nike shoes.
That, I think, is going overboard.
I think that's a little crazy.
I don't think it is crazy, because who's really noticing that? I wear a Nike shirt all the time.
But what do you wear?
I don't wear Nike shoes.
He only wears Birkenstocks.
Oh.
And I wear other kind of running shoes. I'm not sure what I wear.
Okay.
Right. I just wear different shoes.
All right, so the second part of that, of Don's super fashionista, is that what
fashion?
We're going? Super fashion. Wow. Do you buy your own clothes?
Yes, because I'm an adult, Don.
Yeah, I buy my own clothes.
Do you struggle with buying your own clothes?
Yeah, I do now. I never used to. I used to be able to go in.
I don't, but look how I dress. I dress like a homeless person.
I struggle immensely with buying my own clothes.
It's a lot of second guessing now.
Because
we criticized if we don't.
Like, I'm trying to think where...
So I always aim low. People are just impressed that I managed to wake up and get out of bed.
But, like, you know, I'll see things that I like, but then my wife will say, well, you can't shop there. And I don't know why. Like, I guess I can't. I'm too old to wear Abercrombie, I guess. Is that right?
Is it an age thing?
I think so.
Or is it a money thing?
Like, no, for example, it's not a money thing. It's an age thing.
For example, I go to Forever 21.
I know.
And when I'm in there.
That's always something you say.
All I get is dirty looks.
You got your pants off. So I went to buy jeans the other day. Do you know how long I struggled with buying jeans?
Where'd you go to get jeans?
I went to the Levi store.
There's a store.
There's an outlet Levi store.
Yeah. Over in Rundle Mills.
I've never been there.
Yeah. Because that's the only type of jean that I wear. But then I start second guessing, am I wearing the right jeans? I'm not going to spend
$200. Jeans are pretty universal unless you're buying like the ones with all the weird hanging things.
See, no, I'm not spending like $250 for a pair of jeans.
I think you should.
I think that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
You should see your ass in those jeans.
Well, hey, everybody. But like jeans are different colors and then you don't know what
you buy blue.
Well, but there's 50 shades of blue.
Well, I don't think you need to go. Just buy, and they're jeans. I mean, don't buy like the
bright
white
blue. I'm just saying that this
blue.
Is what I struggle with, trying to find something to wear.
I think you spend too much time worrying about
it. Well, this is my problem.
Because no one's
That's why this is a topic of the show, because I'm trying to see if there's anybody else out there that has the same issue. Apparently, you two don't.
Well, Tony does.
Look at what you're wearing, though.
I know, but I told you, I'm just like a homeless person. But I also know that no one's checking.
You don't buy shirts. The only shirts that you have are what you get from obstacle races.
No, I buy clothes for work and
from Boston, apparently.
By the way, I did see you in work clothes the other night, and you look very nice.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that. I can buy work clothes.
Yes, because work clothes are very, very set.
Not really.
Well, for me, I would challenge that.
But I can, I like
I mean, I get whatever McDonald's gives me, and I have to wear a little tie, and then it's cool.
I can buy work clothes with no problem. I can buy a shirt, I can buy a tie, I can buy a pair of pants, no problem. But it's...
Suits are more involved, but then there's a guy that sells you suits.
Correct.
And whatever the most expensive suit is, obviously, is the best looking suit.
Do you ever have the sales guy give his input? That's why I find myself
For suits, I definitely do.
I always do, and then I always find myself regretting it instantly. Because
I bought a bright blue suit.
With a bow tie.
It's just, I don't want to hear the sales guy. He's going to start saying...
I will say that the last two suits I bought...
He's going to try to upsell and get me to buy more.
He's going to try to upsell you on the suit.
And I just want a suit.
In this area...
Hey, what does Duncan think of this suit?
At the suit stores in this area, generally, I have found that most of the people that work there are colored gentlemen.
Well, now...
But they can wear... colorful suits, and it looks amazing.
Sure, but
I wear a colorful suit, and I look like a crazy person.
No, you cannot wear a Steve Harvey suit.
I totally was rocking around in a bright purple suit, looked good on me.
With the jacket going all the way down past your knees. Yeah. And they gave you that big, thick mustache and asked you to host the Family Feud. Yep. Are you sure, by the way, that's the right can of Coke?
I don't know. It's a little flat.
Okay, good. All right, so...
It's from like 2 weeks ago. It's good.
I do want to make enough money in life where I could go to like the men's warehouse and buy suits from there.
That's where I bought my last suits.
Well, good for you. You got that. I don't have that kind of money.
I waited until I did a buy one, get one free sale.
That is a good sale.
And that's when I went.
Yeah.
Conveniently, it's when I lost my job and needed to buy suits to go for job interviews.
Good for you.
To get the exact same
Are you
going to
drink
back.
That one now, too?
Yeah, one of these is good, right?
Wait, so you went to Men's Warehouse or Jose Bank?
I went to Men's Warehouse.
Either or.
I only go to Jose Bank now because I went to Men's Warehouse.
Did you just shorten it down to Jose Bank?
Jose Bank. He doesn't realize it stands for something else. He just read it. He did a little internet look. Where else do you buy suits?
Jose Bank.
Is it called something else besides Jose Bank?
What's Joseph A. Bank?
Bank.
But I just go by Jose Bank on the sign.
Yeah.
It's J-O-S period. Yeah. A period.
Joseph
Bank.
A. Bank.
Exactly.
And you call it Jose Bank.
What a Philistine.
That's what it says on the That's what it says on the sign.
It's Joseph A. Bank.
I don't know. Who cares?
They're getting ready to get
Anyway, so I got to go to Men's Warehouse a few years ago. I'm buying a suit. And the guy's like, yeah, the lady's like the bulge in the pants. And I'm like, well, I just want to buy a suit.
Sounds like you went to a colored gentleman.
Really? And I'm just like, dude, okay. I know what you're saying. And he's like, then of course, you know, it's going to follow with the wild. It does what I'm talking about. And it's like, you hack.
Oh, he didn't cup your balls always measuring your inside.
Well, he was blowing me at the time. But, you know. So
and that's why I only buy suits at Jose Bank.
That's why. That's I'm not going to.
Blowjobs and suits.
Go to Jose Bank at.
They should use that in their commercial.
Maybe we should go shopping together for the
suits.
Buy one. For the
no.
Buy one, get one free
I don't
sale.
It's a good deal.
I don't trust your fashion opinions, though.
No, we don't have to buy the same suit.
And we're not going to tell you what to buy. We're going to talk to the sales guy.
So, okay. All right.
This is going to be fun. Suit buying? This is the best idea we've had yet.
But anyway, I do struggle with buying clothes. I just don't know what to buy. I'm very confused. I just don't want.
Sometimes I want a dress. Sometimes I want pants.
Well, I don't know what to wear. I'm in my mid to late 30s. I don't know what to wear. What do you wear?
Well, looking at what you're wearing tonight, it's clear that you don't know what to wear.
I do wear t-shirts.
You're wearing like a t-shirt, but you have
I love long sleeve t-shirts, and then I put short sleeve t-shirts over top of the long sleeve t-shirts. But if you look at the back here, I have to stand up. But if you look at the back of this t-shirt,
there's a shit stain.
And that is
It looks like it's a colored gentleman.
What is that?
It's his brother Bo. It's a Natty Bo, Nacho Mama's.
Wow. Okay.
Long sleeve T-shirt.
All right.
So, but I wear that underneath of my Orioles T-shirt. What's
okay.
wrong with that?
All right. Well.
Am I not supposed to wear that? Am I supposed to wear like a button-down shirt?
We might have the wrong person running our fashion segment.
Cufflinks. Why don't we have Radio for Winners T-shirts?
Because we have 35 listeners.
Oh, why
I'm pretty sure
we?
30 of them are me.
We should get t-shirts made. We need to change our logo.
There was another segment that we want to do before we wrap up, because we are running up towards the end of the show. Before we
what
wrap
is that?
Up,
I just read this.
You wrote that down.
I didn't write that.
The two topics you wrote down.
Yeah, but I didn't write the title
I
of that
segment.
I think
they're going to lead to that title. So I'd like to I do have a question on the second one of those. So one of your topics you wrote was just camping with the kids.
Yes.
Does that mean you went camping with the kids, or you want to go camping with the kids, or you just have a question about camping with kids?
I took the kids camping in the backyard the other night.
Okay, well, first off, that's not camping.
Now, where do you...
That's hanging out in your backyard
the tent is... Yeah, but it was cold, and we were camping in the backyard. I got like a forest out there.
You do. It's a big backyard, but it's not that big.
We had a fire going.
There's no chance that someone else will be, you know, rummaging through your tent, so it's not really camping.
Well, that's true. That's true.
So anyway, you went camping in the backyard.
We went camping in the backyard. My son got up 4 times in the middle of the night.
To pee?
Because he was cold. And I told him it was going to be cold. And I told him they had to sleep in the tent. But then the sun comes up.
Did you have sleeping bags for all the kids?
Sleeping bags and blankets, uh-huh. Yeah. It was just me and my 2 oldest. My youngest didn't go. So she slept inside in my bed with my wife. And it was cold. And the kids got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's when the sun peaked up and they wanted to go inside.
Yeah, because camping's terrible.
Yeah.
But I mean... Yeah, if you have the option in the morning to go back in your house and watch TV,
you would
do that.
So what did you guys do at night? Did you guys just go to sleep like 8 o'clock?
They just cuddled.
We sat out by the camp. I had a big fire going in the backyard, so we had a fire.
So it was like a typical Saturday night at the Shinnimans.
Yeah, well, it's usually
fire
just...
Fire going with a tent?
Usually just me out there.
Just drinking heavily in a tent with children. What's wrong with that?
Where was the beer that I brought in? Where did I tell you what?
It was outside.
It was outside.
By the tent?
Yes, it was.
Now, at what point did Cherokee Don decide to hunt an animal? and
we had delicious.
I must teach you about your ancestry, children.
We had delicious cat for breakfast, and then I went to Dunkin' Donuts, where a guy looked at my sweatshirt and said, "Hey, what does Boston think of Dunkin'?" See how we pulled this full circle?
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Wrapping up another episode of Radio for Winners, man.
Can you believe it?
I feel like we.
It's been 65 episodes so far.
No, it hasn't.
Well, I let Tony count.
It's been 65 for the ones that we've lost.
That's true. Counting all the lost episodes.
No, we have...
This is how the Honeymooners gets like lost episodes, because somebody records them and doesn't realize they didn't record them.
I like you're comparing us to the Honeymooners.
Or they find them in the trash bin of their laptop. Just saying.
Breaking the law. Hey, this has been Tony with Dara, Don, and Jeremy.
Dara, Don, and Dara, Jeremy.
It's nice that I'm still professional after like 40 episodes. I can still
no mush mouth. Clearly speaking, Tony.
Yep.
If they turn this into a rap song, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh. This is actually the remix of it. See you next week, guys. I can't even start.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.